is available at 365-8000.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine, says meteorologist Ed Kieser. It'll be cool today with a high of 62. It'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. After this hour's AM 580 news, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this evening on a $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Senators will consider a plan similar to legislation previously rejected by the House, which isn't expected back in Washington until tomorrow. Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski from Chicago opposed the bill. He says he'll reconsider his position if the legislation is amended.
If they change the $700 billion, how it would be given out, give Congress more control over that, and they gave Congress and the oversight boards more power, I could see myself voting for the bill. But we do not know right now what bill will be brought to the floor. They may bring the same bill to the floor again.
Nine members of Congress from Illinois voted against the bill, including Lipinski and downstate Republicans Tim Johnson of Urbana and John Shemkis of Collinsville. Nine others have supported it, including Republican Ray LaHood of Peoria. Time is still of the essence. That's the essence. That's the conclusion of two University of Illinois economists about a congressional plan to rescue the financial industry. House members killed the compromise proposal Monday, leaving the Bush administration and congressional leaders to work on a new plan. Professor Ann Villamil says the government has to pass some kind of stabilization plan to get billions of dollars in bad mortgage debt off the books and reverse what she calls counterparty risk.
Banks are unwilling to do business with other banks, which is a typical part of their business and the ability to make the financial system work, because they don't know what is on another bank's balance sheet. So if we can get that problem cleaned up, we're going to unclog the system and get banks lending again.
Villamil and fellow U of I economist Fred Gertz discussed the financial crisis on Focus 580 yesterday. Gertz concedes that a bailout would help some of the same Wall Street investors whose unwise decisions helped create the problem, but he says the more important issue is protecting the whole economic system. The Illinois Attorney General's office is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit aimed at stopping Governor Rod Blagojevich from closing a central Illinois prison. The lawsuit claims the governor can't use money the General Assembly appropriated for the Pontiac Correctional Center at other facilities. Blagojevich has said closing the prison would save about $4 million a year he could use to help ease a $2 billion budget deficit. The union that represents workers at prison and local officials filed the lawsuit on September 17th. The motion filed yesterday in Livingston County Circuit Court by the Attorney General argues that the legislature didn't enact restrictions on the money. But leaders in Pontiac, about 40 miles northeast of Bloomington, believe Blagojevich's plan is politically motivated. Illinois lawmakers last week voted to restore money to the state's budget, but even with more layoffs, closures, and service cuts on the line, the wait continues. Sean Crawford has more.
There's a holdup with the budget measure. The Senate, which passed it last week, has yet to send it on to the governor. While the Senate has 30 days to do so, there appears no hurry to move the process along. A spokesperson for Senate Democrats who control the chamber denies political games are being played with the funding, adding it's typical to review legislation before it's forwarded. But Springfield Republican Senator Larry Bomke says that's not always the case.
We do know that bills have been expedited. And in the past, they've been passed and the governor signed them the same day.
Bomke says quick action is needed to put people's minds at ease. But getting it to the governor won't be enough to do that. The Blagojevich administration says it has concerns. The emergency budget plan is flawed. There's speculation the governor could veto the measure. I'm Sean Crawford.
Republican chances of retaining retiring Representative Jerry Weller's seat in Congress didn't look good for a while. Weller had decided not to seek an eighth term amid ethics questions. Then the winner of the GOP primary bailed out, leaving Democrats relishing the prospect of taking over the district that stretches from the suburbs south of Chicago to the farms of central Illinois. But GOP leaders reinvigorated the race in April by turning to wealthy suburban concrete company owner Marty Ozinga. Ozinga is defending the seat against Democratic State Senator Debbie Halverson and Green Party newcomer Jason Wallace. Now Ozinga and Halverson are locked in. But both campaigns say it's sure to be a tight contest in a district. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
You got to wait for the drum part here, Ed. 6:35 in the morning. Here we go. And time for an in-depth look at weather on the first day of Rocktober. That's why we pulled that out. Thank you, Kyle. Taking us back to our youth, Ed.
Yeah, I would say so. The Who.
That's right.
You know, for some reason, when I hear that song, I feel like I'm driving down I-95 in Philadelphia. And what? I've spent very little time of my life in Philadelphia.
Oh, back in college.
Where,
or yeah, your first job after college?
Well,
or?
Just kind of visiting people visiting there. People? No, I don't know. I just think of cruising down I-95 in Philadelphia. I have no idea why, but...
Well, it is Rocktober, and we have some fall-like weather, and but I noticed for Saturday, you got things warming back up to the 70s.
Yeah, low to mid-70s this weekend. Doesn't look too bad. We do have cool weather here over the next...